You know the national news. Now we'll give you the local weekend report here on Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Cloudy, rainy, and cool for the next couple of days. Temperatures through the weekend in the mid-30s. Then on Monday, still cloudy with rain in the forecast, with a high temperature around 50 degrees. Topping local news, even with police on extra alert, with Niagara Falls and Tononiagra police making extra checks of the area's shopping malls and plazas, thieves continue to strike the Military Road area of the shopping centers and grocery stores. At the Old Navy store in the Fashion Outlet Mall, a male and female team came in and were observed placing a number of items in a bag, then leaving the store without paying for them. Store employees estimate that that duo took about $720 worth of clothing. They were last seen getting into a black Toyota sedan, with police working on the identity of that car and those thieves. At the Burlington Coat Factory in the Tononiagra, store manager said they heard a security alarm go off and discovered a man leaving through an emergency door with an unknown amount of merchandise. And while inspecting the video on that case, the manager reportedly discovered two females leaving through another door with a bag of stolen items. No exact value of the theft there was reported, but Tononiagra police say they're in the process of identifying all the shoplifters with further arrests pending. And in another case of theft reported at the Fashion Outlet Mall, a female came in and reportedly left with six handbags that she didn't pay for, costing over $1,000. Town police have looked at the video on that case and say they know the identity of that thief. I'll have more news in a moment, but a reminder, this report is brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Now, recently I had a problem with a prescription. It took me about 2 minutes to discuss it with the pharmacist at Wellness Park, and they got a hold of my doctor and had it straightened out within a couple of minutes. And that's what it takes. A pharmacy that really cares, and they do at Wellness Park. They care about you, your concerns, and what you need, and they help you obtain it. Get details by stopping in and seeing Wellness Park at 87th of Buffalo Avenue, or the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. They're both locally owned and operated, and they really do care about you. For details, call them at 260-1918. And the local news brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Need an appliance repaired? Then you need Chris Moore. It's as simple as that. Put his number on your cell phone, because trouble is, you never know when you're going to need him. When a major appliance breaks, especially if your cold or frozen food is getting warm, you'll want to get a hold of Chris soon. 523-5911, $35 service call plus parts and labor, and that's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other local news, at the 7-Eleven store at 15th and Pine, a clerk there reported being robbed. He reported that a middle-aged man wearing a blue hoodie entered the store, grabbed a number of drinks and sandwiches, and then walked out without paying for them. The clerk confronted that man in the lot and tried getting the stolen items back, but that's when the suspect pulled out a knife and began to swing it and told the clerk, "You just try it." The clerk then backed into the store and called police. They couldn't locate the man, and the clerk couldn't name him, but authorities said they're checking video at the store to see if that bandit could be recognized. An area man who made a deal on Facebook to sell some sunglasses and diamond earrings for $400 made arrangements to meet the buyer at 27th and LaSalle. When the buyer showed up, he handed over the $400 to the seller, who handed the buyer the products. Then the two left. A few minutes later, while counting the money, the seller realized that it was theatrical money, with the words "for motion picture use only" written on the back of it, and that it wasn't real. After the transaction, that buyer quickly fled the scene and couldn't be located by police or named by the victim. City detectives are investigating the report of a fraud after an area man went to move into a new apartment on 9th Street, and when he went to turn on the electric, he was told that there was another account active on Niagara Street registered in his name. The man said he didn't have another account, but National Grid told him the customer that's been using his identity for a while has kept up with the account and paid the bills right along. City detectives are now checking into who that might be and how that fraud occurred. Contractors working on a kitchen renovation on Rainbow Boulevard at Old Main Street were off the job for a couple of weeks, but when they returned yesterday, they found over $700 in kitchen equipment missing. Police said no forced entry was gained to the building and that a number of people have gone through the facility during the construction, with officers checking video in the area to see if they could recognize those thieves. Thursday night in the 2200 block of Walnut Avenue, police executed a search warrant with two juveniles and a male detained. Police said a handgun was found in a car nearby and a suspected amount of crack cocaine was also confiscated. According to detectives, the investigation is continuing and charges are pending in the case. Sheriff deputies arrested a driver after they went to stop a car on 77th Street in the 400 block, but when the deputy was writing tickets, the driver pulled away from the scene. Deputies chased that car for a short time until it crashed into another car, then landed in a ditch. That driver was taken into custody by the sheriff's department. She was charged and their car was towed. No injuries were reported in connection with that accident. And at 24th in Ontario, another driver tried to get away from police while they were writing tickets. This car was stopped for having a suspended registration due to a lack of insurance. And while the police officer was writing her tickets, the driver, now identified as Janae Coleman of Buffalo, called for a Lyft ride. Well, that car arrived. That woman got out of her car, got into the Lyft vehicle, and drove off. Police had to stop that Lyft vehicle and bring the woman back to issue her citations. She was issued a number of charges, and then released, and then her car was towed by police. And sheriff deputies have charged an area man after he reportedly crashed an electric scooter that he was driving on the Alcott Road in Newfane. Deputies said they observed the operator of that scooter, 38-year-old Matthew Woodruff, riding along the side of the road without a helmet and at speeds over the state limit for scooters. They attempted to pull him over, but he reportedly tried to get away from the deputy, pushing his scooter speed to around 50 miles an hour. That's about 20 over the allowed speed for scooters in the state. That continued until he tried pulling across the road in front of the sheriff patrol car, lost control, and crashed on the other side of the road. Deputies said they helped Woodruff up, and he refused any medical treatment in the case. He ended up being charged with operating an e-scooter over the speed limit allowed and with failing to keep right. He was issued appearance tickets in the case and was advised by the deputies of the rules for electric scooters on the roads in New York State. Finally, here's a date to put on your calendar. A reminder, the Mayor's Gala charity event will be held Saturday, May 3rd in North Tonawanda, and you're invited by the Mayor, Austin Tylick, to attend. The event will be from 6:30 to 10:30 at the Martinsville Grove Rescue Fire Hall on Strad Avenue in North Tonawanda. And the event will feature a dinner buffet, open bar, charity raffles, entertainment, and a photo booth. And all the proceeds from the event this year will be given to Buddy's Second Chance Rescue for Dogs and Sweet Buffalo Rocks, a nonprofit company that specializes in helping kids with cancer. If you'd like to attend or want more information, you can get details by calling 716-695-8540. That's Mayor Austin Tylick's yearly Mayor's Charity Gala, Saturday, May 3rd, in North Tonawanda. If news happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news, we want to know. So contact our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, you still have time to sharpen up those golfing skills by practicing on the same golf simulators that the pros use in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard at the Links of Niagara. For details or to book your next tee time, call them at 285-0610. And remember, at the Links of Niagara, when you're golfing, parking is always free. We're making some changes to our newsroom, and we may miss a few days in the beginning of April due to reconstruction. But when we return, we'll have expanded news coverage, along with weekly podcasts, both national and local. So be sure to check with us for the latest advancements from the Niagara Broadcast Network and NiagaraRadio.net. I'm Sal Panessa.